Missourinet News. Good morning. I'm Jason Taylor. Governor Eric Greitens held a 5 a.m. news conference today at the State National Guard headquarters east of Jefferson City. Joining him was Steve Reynolds of the National Weather Service to speak about the ice storm.
One of the stories, though, that I really want to try to stress with you all is this is going to be a very variable storm system. You'll get a little bit of a light rain, a moderate rain, and then nothing. What we want to do is just strongly urge people to recognize that's not the end of the storm. This is going to be a long, prolonged event.
Reynolds told KRCG the storm would leave the southern part of the state today while it will linger in northern Missouri into Sunday. National Weather Service has placed much of southern and central Missouri under the ice storm warning. That's again through Sunday noon later in Kansas City and St. Joseph. Now, up to 3/4 of an inch of ice could accumulate in an area bounded by Springfield, Kansas City, and St. Louis. Weather Service meteorologist Wes Browning says we're not going to see a catastrophic ice storm like the one which hit the state in 2007.
That does not mean to say that some won't lose power. I think they will, but it'll be a scattered variety, even in the areas that get 1/2 inch to 3/4 of an inch. That's what we're expecting at this point.
Browning warns untreated roadways could present extremely hazardous driving, while major roads and highways will be less of a problem. The State Agriculture Department has declared a winter weather alert because of the ice storm. Agency advises to check on elderly neighbors, provide adequate hay and water to livestock, ensure backup generators are operational, and practice caution while moving vehicles and farm equipment. The St. Louis Medical Examiner's Office says a 4-month-old girl's death was due to chronic abuse. She was found unresponsive at a home Tuesday and taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. The parents were both arrested. Police say they're treating the case as a homicide. And St. Louis police are looking for a 12-year-old girl who's been missing since Wednesday. Camille Taylor's mother said she was last seen while walking to a bus stop after she left her residence. Missouri's governor has declared a state of emergency as winter storm Jupiter approaches. Brian Housworth reports.
Governor Eric Greitens has declared a state of emergency ahead of the ice storm and has activated the Missouri National Guard. Adjutant General Stephen Danner tells Missourinet the Guard has called out its quick reaction force.
So we're looking at the storm coming in west to east, moving up kind of the I-44 corridor, as it were, with heavier ice due in the west. Versus eastern Missouri. So what we'll be doing is watching the development of the storm, and we will be moving troops to that area as needed.
About 260 to 280 guardsmen were activated by Thursday evening. General Danner says an additional 250 guardsmen will be brought in Friday morning. Brian Helsworth, Missourinet.
Numerous school districts across southern and central Missouri closed today in response to the ice storm. All 4 campuses of the University of Missouri system also closed. St. Louis, Kansas City, Rolla, and the flagship in Columbia. Jason Taylor, Missourinet.